Hating evil, loving God. Many of us blame God because bad things happened to us when we were powerless to change the situation. Some of us might even have gone as far as to say we hate God because of the evil that happened to us. We see all kinds of suffering in society, but hear that God is powerful. If he is good and loves people, why doesn't he do something? From the Bible, it says, "From the beginning, the devil was a murderer. He has never obeyed the truth. There is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his natural language. He does this because he is a liar. He is the father of lies." From John chapter 8, verse 44. The truth is that anything in life that can be described as lying, cheating, stealing, killing, or destroying comes from the devil. Life in our addiction was too often life under the influence of the devil, and the same can be said for others who are or were addicted to substances, money, power, sex, etc. God saw the suffering of mankind and paid the price to turn things around. Jesus wants each of us to live in a loving relationship with God and enjoy his peace and power operating in our lives every day. Jesus died a horrible death on the cross to give us power over the works of the devil and a new life in loving relationship with the all-powerful God who makes everything new. We read from the Bible, "A thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come so they may have life. I want them to have it in the fullest possible way. The Son of God came to destroy the devil's work." From John chapter 10, verse 10, and 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. God wants to live in us and enable us to be agents of change, not only in our own life, but in the lives of our friends and neighbors. God invites us to join him in bringing goodness to those around us and to each situation we encounter. It is time to put the blame for trouble where it belongs, on the devil, and turn our will and our lives over to the care of God, who will bring good out of even the worst evil we may have encountered. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus who came to set me free from the works of the devil. Help me to follow Jesus and be part of the solution to, rather than the part of, the world's problems. Amen.